News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
A text when I mentioned before the news that we were going to be talking to the Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, about that decision by the FAI to cut back the, or rather to ban Drogheda fans from the next four away games. And the text said, Anton, in your advance of your discussion with the Minister for Sport, can you put the following question to him? He made a remark on radio earlier this week that because of the vandalism done to Dundalk's pitch, no other League of Ireland club would receive funding for Astro pitches, which effectively punishes other clubs because of the actions of one club. If a playground in Dublin is vandalised by local yobs, does that mean no more playgrounds will be built in Dublin? Well, Minister Patrick O'Donovan is with us. Minister, not only did you threaten to punish other clubs, you in essence punished the other fans of the one club. It's a lot of people taking responsibility for the wrongs of a few, isn't it?
Marin, Anton, and Marin to your listeners. And, you know, I've listened over the last couple of days to a lot of commentators, political and otherwise, with regard to the position that I took. And I don't think any of them ever mentioned the child that was burnt. I have been listening to radio stations up and down the country with regard to my actions. And I don't think a single commentator or politician that was asked for their views on this inquired to know how the child was, referred to the child. I mean, at the end of the day, I worked in health and safety ever before I went into politics. And I know that what I saw on Friday night last, and by the way, I think I was the only politician who spoke openly about this this week, who actually was there and who saw firsthand what happened. This was a total violation of any kind of a health and safety protocol, and there was absolutely zero health and safety rules attached here. It was completely reckless. It was completely without precedent. And it's only the look of God that we're not talking about a fatality.
Now, all of that may be the case, Minister, but it doesn't. That and the point being made by the texter and others are not mutually exclusive. It is possible that is all true, but nonetheless, the response is punishing many for that wrong.
If you'd let me finish, the reality here is the rules with regard to health and safety are laid down by the governing authority, in this case, the League of Ireland and the FAI. And the League of Ireland and the FAI had to come to the table with real and meaningful proposals around health and safety, not just for Oriel Park and Dundalk, but for all stadia. Because the reality is, if it was Dundalk last week, it could be somewhere else this week. And I took the decision, having worked in the area of health and safety as an engineer for a lot of years before I became a politician, that this is not an isolated incident. And that unless I meant what I said about the FAI having to come to the table with real and meaningful proposals around the health and safety of all patrons who want to go to games and enjoy them and be away from yobs, this was only going to be treated as an isolated incident. And unfortunately, some politicians couldn't see the bigger picture. That's a question for them. But for me, this was about the health and safety of all patrons who want to just go to see a game with their kids.
Well,
and
when you talk about other politicians, you include
and know
in
that they're going to be safe.
Patrick O'Donovan, you include in that, I assume, the Taoiseach, who is himself said other clubs should not be penalised for what happened. What you made clear was they would be.
Well, what I made clear is that as a Minister for Sport, I have to deal with this as at a national governing body level. The national governing body here is the FAI and the League of Ireland. They met me on the day before yesterday. Actually, to be honest about it, when they met me the day before yesterday, they never asked for the lifting of my sanction to be paused. They never asked for the lifting of my sanction, because they knew well that the sanction here was necessary in order to invoke the sort of change that we're now seeing in the game, which is that this is going to be transformative for thugs and hooligans who think that they're going to go walk into any stadium operated under the duress or under the auspices of the FAI and the League of Ireland to go in and cause havoc. So there has been a mindset changed.
Let me just understand that, Minister. Are you therefore suggesting that it is your view that the League of Ireland, the FAI, would not have taken appropriate action if they were not faced with the threats that you made?
I had a very productive meeting with the FAI and the League of Ireland, and as I say, I laid it out in stark terms that we were very lucky here that we weren't dealing with a fatality, which they accept. They also accept that this is going on for far too long, and they accept that they needed the support of the government to show those yobs and thugs that we meant business when it came to rooting this out once and for all. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. And, you know, isolating one club over another, isolating one game over another, really misses the point here. The point here is, as a health and safety professional for many years, I had to use all of the levers that were at my disposal to make sure that stadia were safe. I'm glad that that I held out, to be quite honest about it, last night, that I didn't take the advice of some people, which was, you know, march up to the top of the hill and come down with nothing. Because the reality is, to the thugs that were thinking of going to any other stadium tonight, they would have seen that the government didn't make mean business when it came
to
health and safety.
Sorry to cut in, but that's a fair indictment of the capacity of the FAI and the League of Ireland to run its own business. Because what what you said was they came to you and said, we can't achieve that without effectively public pressure from you acting as our backstop.
I didn't say that at all.
You said they came to you and they said they could not do it without the support of government.
I didn't say that at all. What I did say was they didn't ask for these sanctions to be lifted because they know the severity of it. And they know that there are people intent on trying to destroy their game and to destroy their reputation. And they wanted and got the support of me as Minister for Sport. And they'll get it again in the future if the same thing arises. We have to, you know, we have a fantastic fan base internationally and nationally that go and mind their own business and have a great time at matches week in, week out. We have a certain amount of yobs, and now the FAI have signed up to the concept of greater CCTV and the use of dogs and everything else. But as well as that, what I'm also proposing is that we will have, led by my department and with the support of Sport Ireland, we will also set up a task force to include all field games. So I'll be inviting the GAA, the IRFU and others in, and the department will lead out on this, to examine the safety standards that are currently in place within stadia around the country to see if we need to do more in this space ourselves. Okay. And so we're going to take our responsibilities in this as well.
Well, you might just give us a final position then on where it stands now in terms of the existing funding and whether or not that has been switched on. And also, could you give me your view on the fact that decent Drogheda fans are now being punished? You said you're at the game. You will undoubtedly have seen that there were people who weren't involved in this and they're now being forced to stay away from away games.
Yeah, so look, first of all, as I said last night, normal rules of engagement between the department and the FAI and League of Ireland resume. By the way, the FAI and the League of Ireland never asked me to unpause anything. They were about the only people who didn't. I had a lot of commentators who weren't at the game, a lot of politicians who weren't at the game, I had a lot of people who weren't at the game and who didn't see what happened all said to me, oh, this is too harsh. The FAI and the League of Ireland never said that, to be fair to them. So normal service resumes. The other thing that I think is...
Sorry, Minister, to cut in, just so I'm 100% sure. When you say normal service resumes, as in that funding is now backflowing process they can start building the Astro pitches.
Yeah, the other thing I would say is that while Drogheda is a big town, it's also a fairly small town. There are people in Drogheda and there are fans in Drogheda who know exactly who the people were who deliberately went out to destroy Oriel Park. They have an obligation to come forward to the guards, as I said during the week. They have an obligation to hand over those names. And I think that, you know, if we got to a situation where people are brought before the courts and the Gardaí are able to make prosecutions, because these fellas thought that they were really smart. They came, of course, wearing masks and balaclavas as well to disguise their identity. But the people standing beside them in Oriel Park know exactly who they are. They should do the right thing by the club. They mightn't be doing the right thing by these gougers, but they should do the right thing by the club. Make the names known to Garda Síochána so that they can be arrested, brought before the courts, and dealt with for the criminal damage and the reckless endangerment that they engage in. And by the way, when I met the Minister for Justice during the week, he 1,000% supported the stance that I had taken with regard to this. It was proportionate. Some people said it was not proportionate. As I said at the start, if I was dealing with a fatality on Monday, by the way, not until I intervened on this on Monday was there any clamour to deal with this. This was not going to be dealt with until I raised this as an issue on Monday. And if we had been dealing with a fatality, the same people who said I was disproportionate and I was taking this out of control would be the very same people who would be saying, oh, the minister is failing in his duties and he should shut down the League of Ireland. You know, so... Headlines were being looked for some in some political quarters here. What I was looking for here was the health and safety of patrons, particularly that young child who has had a facial burn thanks to these flares that burn at over 2,500 degrees in some cases.
Now you said
when people think that I acted disproportionately, they might just sit back and think, well, if this was my child, would the minister have been right?
When you describe Drogheda as a relatively small town and the implicit suggestion being that people know who these individuals were. Are you therefore disappointed in the response of the club? Because presumably if club fans and club members are aware of who these are, that means the club should be doing something to have them held to account.
Well, my understanding is that Drogheda and Dundalk have had a fairly good meeting, and Drogheda have agreed to pay for the damage, because I made it very clear that I wouldn't be paying for the damage. So Drogheda have agreed to pay for the damage, so that's good. I also understand that there's active engagement between the club and Garda Síochána, which is also good. But the club can't be, you know, can't be the childminder for all these grown men and women who were at the match, who know exactly who these perpetrators are. And I would say that, once again, they need to do the right thing. They need to do the right thing by this child. Forget about the minister, forget about the department, forget about the match bans. If this was your child, would you hand over the names of these Tuaregs to the guards? Of course you would.
You began, minister.
They need to do the right thing.
You began by highlighting the fact that that child had been injured and went to some lengths to do so. Let us finish where we began. Do you have an update on the child's situation?
I don't, but I think the Drogheda and the League of Ireland and the FAI are actively engaged with the family, which is a good thing. But look, it's only there, but for the grace of God, go I, that we're not dealing with a fatality. And if I did nothing last Monday, and if I listened to the, you know, the oracles in politics who said that this was disproportionate and that I should have done nothing and that I overreacted, and next week we were dealing with a fatality, you would end in. All of your colleagues in RTE and everything else would be saying, this is a weak minister who couldn't make a decision and who couldn't deal with this issue. And now he had a warning last week with regard to a burnt child. And here we are this week with a dead child. So to those people who said I was disproportionate, given that I worked in health and safety for a long time, I had to use all of the levers at my disposal to protect ordinary, decent patrons who want to go to a game and who don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of yobs. And that's what I did.
Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is the Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.